I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Greetings, listener dear. Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew. And I really want to believe in the three attempts you had with your record, guys. This is what happens.
You've got to keep it in.
You've got to keep it all in. It's an early morning record, but a very fun record. We've just finished chatting to the brilliant Amy Matthews. She's fantastic. She's such a great comedian, such a lovely person. We had a lovely time chatting to her and solving your beefs. If you would like to have a beef solved by the three of us and one of our many esteemed guests, then get in touch at beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Send us your problems today. And you know what? They don't have to be about your flatmates or your landlord or your neighbours. They can also be free-range beefs. We've got a very strong gym-based beef coming up in this episode.
We do indeed. We
like a little bit of spicy stuff, so send it our way. beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com, or you can use the phone number 0208 123 3272.
Bish bash bosh. Right, without further ado, let's crack into this Beef Brothers cold cuts.
Well, if you got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Thanks for doing this, by the way, Amy.
Oh, my pleasure. Matt, your hair looks luscious.
Thank you so much.
You changed your shampoo?
Do you know what?
Is it just clean?
I have actually, it's just been washed. It was washed about 2 hours ago. So yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
There we go. It makes all the
very
difference.
Bouncy.
If only I start, got to start washing my hair more often. Compliments like this. I love it.
It's lovely.
Amy, just for balance, before we press record, you're going to have to compliment Clarkie's hair in some way as well, man.
I thought you were going for you then, Tom.
It's really nice. It's like, you know, like there's always one long hair setting for men on like the Wii avatar. That's what it looks like.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Lovely bit of bounce.
There we go. And you, of course, are looking fantastic as well.
Of course. Sorry. Yes, we should have said.
Very generous.
Yes. Is actually.
You've got to be the only group of comics who record anything before 11 a.m. So I'm impressed.
I know. It's a test. Yeah. It's a test.
Well done.
And well, thank you for getting up for us.
Yeah. Congratulations. You failed the test. So tell us, Amy, about what's your living arrangement? Do you live with people? Do you live on your own?
It's quite complicated at the moment, actually. So the short answer is I live with my flatmate in Edinburgh. The two of us are in a rented flat in Edinburgh, but I'm just never here for obvious reasons. Obviously our job means a lot of traveling. So like I worked it in the last 6 weeks. I've only spent 5 nights in my own bed.
Wow.
So I technically live in Edinburgh, but I'm never here. So I spend a lot of time in London. My best friend lives in Fulham. So I stay with him in his spare room quite a lot. My family live in Essex. I'm sometimes there. So I live in a suitcase, or out of a suitcase, really. As far as my council tax goes, I live in Edinburgh.
That's what we were getting to.
Yeah, it's so funny though, because like, I mean, I, as I say, I'm away so much, and I try as much as possible whenever I've got friends gigging in Edinburgh or in Scotland in general, I let them use my room. But because they're also comics, they are on a completely different schedule to an opposite schedule, in fact, to my flatmate who has a 9-to-5 job. So I think I'd had 5 different comedians come and stay, and she hadn't seen a single one of them.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, like, when she was getting home from work or getting up for work, they were in bed and vice versa. And I think for ages she thought I had, like, this sort of rotation of imaginary friends. Oh, Ben's coming to stay, is he? That's nice. Okay.
Sure.
Not actually seen a single one of them in the flesh.
You just basically bought five different aftershaves and you just squirt it around.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To make it
exactly
seem
right.
Like
just
people
decanted
have been
a little bit of shower gel each time. Yeah.
I think actually if I was your flatmate and I knew there were going to be five different comedians coming to stay in my flat, which firstly, by the way, sounds like a great ITV2 format. Hang on to that.
None of them are allowed to blink. The first one to blink has to do the washing up. Okay, okay, we're blinking and laughing, everyone.
I've suddenly got off the idea now. But yeah, I think it's better that you don't see comedians.
Oh, for sure, always.
Unless you're seeing them for the sort of 25 to 60 minutes, they're doing their best stuff.
Completely. Absolutely right. You don't want to see them outside of that 20 minutes.
The other sort of 23 and a half hours of the day. No. She's dodged a bullet there.
Agreed.
Have you talked about like sort of some sort of like rent-based arrangements? Are you paying equal rent is basically what I'm saying.
I am paying equal rent.
I guess you have to, don't you?
Yeah, because it's my prerogative that I'm never here. And also, genuinely, I did the maths once. I'd imagine most of your listeners are familiar with the Edinburgh Fringe. But for anyone who's not, obviously, it's a huge festival. And it's famously, the accommodation is astronomical. And I did the maths once and I worked. Because there's a few times I've thought about, you know, moving back down south. I crunched the numbers. And the difference between what it would be for me to have a flat like mine for the month is not far off what I pay for the year.
Oh wow.
I just thought, well, I'm still paying, like I frequently am at sort of obviously in London and elsewhere, and whatever I pay on train tickets is still less than what the difference would be in rent and stuff. So that's why I've got my bolt hole and it's great.
Starmer's Britain, everyone. That's what we live in. Unbelievable. It's gone to
seed. It's crazy. There's a name for us, though. That's in Edinburgh, there's a... Have you heard the term willies?
No. Well, I have heard the word.
We have. Yeah.
Works in London, lives in Edinburgh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's worked out very well as an acronym, hasn't it?
That's worked out brilliantly.
It's lovely, yeah.
How many willies are there? Because, I mean, obviously, you're...
I think there are quite a lot of willies.
It's reassuring to know, isn't it?
Travel, so it's like travel and accommodation it's cheaper to commute.
Yeah.
For 6 hours.
Yeah, four. Isn't that nuts?
There's the other one as well. Is it Works Away Near Kilbride? Those guys. Is that right?
Oh, you've been sat on that. The cogs have been whirring.
I tell you what, for 9:25, I'm absolutely going to take the next 10 minutes off.
You've not been present for any of that conversation.
That was great. That was really good.
I read an article the other day about storage units are booming and they're kind of advertising themselves as kind of a lifestyle choice. And from your setup, there's part of me that thinks you could transfer to a storage unit.
I know, isn't that...
Keep your nomadic lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because the first Edinburgh I ever did, it was before I did comedy, I came up for 2 weeks and the only thing I could afford was a... and this was, 2017 maybe. The only thing I could afford was a shipping container in an abandoned car park an hour outside of the city. So the shipping container had 6 bunk beds in it. So there were 12 of us.
No.
12 of us in a shipping container.
You don't even get your own shipping container.
Yeah. It looked like something from Luther. It was just like this awful abandoned car park. And then me and 12 people in a windowless shipping container.
No.
Spent 2 weeks. And I paid £410 for the privilege.
No!
Yeah. Which, as you know, is like still bargain territory in August. But
yeah, we've got to get a shipping container, guys.
This is what I've realised. It doesn't even need to be in the city of Edinburgh. Get a shipping container in Glasgow and we can absolutely clean up this August. Well,
I did always have a dream of an articulated lorry, didn't I? That we'd buy an articulated lorry and then use it as a venue and accommodation for the month.
That's right.
And you'd kind of send out a message every morning of where the gig's going to be.
Yeah.
Where we've been moved on to, yeah.
Park in a different place. Perform out the back.
Fantastic. No, but I remember there was a Russian chap that was there the whole time I was there, and he would get up. I only ever saw him in Y fronts. I don't know if he ever got dressed. And he would get up every morning and start singing opera at about 6 a.m. So that was our sort of cockerel alarm clock.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's the problem with, you know, if you're sharing a bedroom with strangers is tough enough anyway, the sort of the hosteling, you know, of that kind of stuff. But if they're also going to be performers, you're in real trouble, aren't you?
Because
everyone has their routines that they have to stick to in order for the show to go well. We actually shared a venue with some Russian clowns, and there was a lot of talk about their sacred space. Like the little bit of the back of their dressing room was their sacred space, and you weren't allowed, you know, if any of our sort of, you know, funny hats or paper props rolled into their sacred space, there was absolute hell to pay. I think someone left a ham sandwich. No, it wasn't one of us. Someone left a ham sandwich in their sacred space, and there was a lot of incredibly passive aggressive notes written on the walls.
Why?
Because
after 3 weeks, it was pretty sacred, wasn't it? That ham sandwich. Right, can I just say, maybe we drop it back into the edit, I immediately wanted to say shipping cantata more like, but then I had to Google what cantata meant to make sure it was the right word, and it is the right word. It's a musical composition intended to be sung from the Italian. So can we just drop that back in the edit, maybe, like me going shipping cantata more like, and everyone going, whoa, yeah, okay.
We can do that.
Yeah, I also wanted to say works away near Kilbride. So if there's any chance we could pop that in the edit at some point as well, that would be really useful.
Just before I do it.
Yeah. That's showbiz, mate.
Can I also say, at some point, I don't know if you heard a little like dink during that, I spilt half of my hot coffee and into my lap during.
Whoa!
Oh, are you okay?
I hit it off the mic and then just like emptied it into my lap. Yeah,
oh,
thankfully
no.
it's not too hot.
It's
is
not
everything
hit any of the
okay
key regions.
Intact?
You're wearing shorts as well.
I am wearing shorts. Yeah.
Thankfully, my legs are all right. It's just scalded my penis and testicles.
But the thing is, I do constantly use my legs, so as long as they're fine.
Luckily, my testicles got in the way. okay.
Beef from a sorting out your beef.
Shall we solve some beefs?
We must.
Yeah, we must.
Tom.
Hello.
Thomas.
Hello, mate.
Live from Kilbride. Okay. This is a cooking from the living room beef. Okay. Mm. We're intrigued. And it's been sent in by someone called Tom. What are the chances? Okay. Hello, Beef Brothers and guest, which we've established is Amy Matthews. My beef relates to my girlfriend's cooking. Oh, here we go. Okay. We generally split household chores, and I do probably 60 to 70% of the cooking, something which I enjoy. When she cooks, though, she's unable to remain in the kitchen and instead sits in the living room, then frantically runs back and forth when she hears timers beep or liquids overflowing. God, it's like that Christmas episode of The Bear. In the past, allegedly. In the past, we've lived in... I've not seen it, I don't like bears. In the past, we've lived in tiny flats with small, dingy kitchens, but we're fortunate to have got on the property ladder. Ooh, la, la, la. And recently renovated our kitchen. Ooh, la, la, la. Spending thousands...
Moved out all the bunk beds.
Spending thousands, I don't mind it, on a functional yet stylish room that she designed. When I cook, in between stirring, chopping, etc., I'll potter about, catching up on the washing up, cleaning countertops, and ensuring the quality of the meal is as good as possible. He's just one of those good guys. Because of the cooking from another room, however, the kitchen is left in a state, meaning one of us later has to sort it out. I have to report, dear Beef Brothers, that sometimes the quality of the end product can also suffer. Can you help me to tell her to stay in the kitchen without sounding like an old end of the pier comic? Thanks and bye, Tom.
Well, you've come to the wrong place.
This is an interesting one, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, firstly, he's already, rather than what he's done at the end of that, is he hasn't said, what do I do? He said, can you tell her for me? Which isn't what this podcast is. This podcast is we try and solve your problems. I know we don't do it very well, Tom, but we try and solve your problems rather than, can you give a message to my girlfriend because she doesn't listen to me anymore? That's not what this is. We can't, you know, that is for Cameo. That if you want to get us on Cameo.
You're listening to Farm Out Your Misogyny by Pappies with our guest this week, Amy Matthews.
Go on, Amy. Yeah,
What's your kitchen style? Are you a whirling dervish?
My kitchen style, vibe-based. Completely vibe-based.
Sure.
I really love cooking. Really love it. But I can't bake to save my life. Like, I absolutely cannot bake to save my life. And an ex-partner a few years ago absolutely hit the nail on the head. He was like, it's because you find measurements oppressive. And it's true.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Anything that involves precision, I can't deal with.
Yeah.
I absolutely love, like, just choke. And also, if someone asks me, oh, how do you make that? I'm that annoying person that's like, I don't know. It's just, I'm chucking.
Doing it on feeling.
Absolutely. It's jazz. It's, you know, it's not science. Cooking isn't a science.
I'm a jazz artist in the kitchen and not a scientist. I love being in the kitchen. There we go. You can clip that up.
You sound like Tom's dream woman.
Yeah, on the misogyny episode.
That's all we needed you to say, Amy. We've got the moment. Yeah, that's it, Tom. See, women love it.
I genuinely love it. But yeah, I think I'm quite. I also love having something. I either like music or a podcast on.
Yeah.
I like some kind of audio stimulation. But maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe you just need to put on this episode of Pappies. Just they can jam out in the kitchen together and maybe infiltrate that way.
I feel like you're getting close there.
We are trying to make her stay in the room. It might be difficult if we're pumping this.
We don't want to drive her out the house entirely.
keeping her company in the kitchen and being good company.
Actually, maybe make it a bit of a thing. Maybe like give her an incentive to be in the kitchen with you, perhaps.
Master chef it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're John Turow. Role play. Do you know what I mean?
You're judging.
Be a fun, you know, or maybe a bit more the Wallace. Be the Wallace, you know.
Yeah.
Bring a bit of fun to proceedings.
Listen, to be fair, there's a lot of judgment in the message already. So I think a little bit of extra judgment, you'd barely notice it. Would barely make a dent.
What about our old friend, Clear Communication?
That's never ever the case in any of these meshes. This would be a very short podcast if we said, what about, have you considered talking to each other?
Yeah, have you thought about honesty? Yeah.
We'd be out of a bloody job.
That's spot on though. We need to get Tom, we don't need to get his partner out of the living room. We need to get Tom into the kitchen.
Absolutely.
Get yourself into the kitchen. Now we've got ourselves a little breakfast bar when we had our new kitchen put in.
Ooh,
for the specific
hello.
Reason. Yeah, why not? Because it means that one of us can be working and the other one can be cooking. But there's still a kind of, you know, that you're there in the same room. There's a conversation. You know, it's
spent thousands on a functional yet stylish room and it hasn't got a breakfast bar, then you've got to ask yourself.
Yeah.
What did the thousands go into?
Where is that? You know, how good is that extractor fan?
What are those drawer knobs made of?
Yeah.
Like in platinum? I don't know. I don't know. But you got to be looking at a breakfast bar if you put thousands into your kitchen, bro.
Well, listen, have you got a kitchen table?
If you've not got a kitchen table, you've really dropped the ball.
Yeah, big time, big time. These there should be some place in the kitchen. It should be a kitchen. Even a galley kitchen could fit two people in. Sit on the goddamn counter.
Sexy.
That is fun. Mm.
It's not hygienic.
No. You can desol it afterwards. You know,
you got home on the tube. Do you know how many people sit on those seats all day? Then you're coming in, you're chucking it all over your new £1,000 counter. It's platinum.
That's why I always sit completely bottomless on the counter, because I know where that's been.
It's a good call.
Exactly where that's been.
And then if any hot liquids get spilt, at least it'll only get your penis and genitals.
My penis and my genitals.
The age-old question, where does the penis end and the genitals start? I never knew. I was never listening in biology. Why do you think we got pregnant?
It's because you're a jazz artist, not a scientist, Tom. That's why you're a jazz artist, not a scientist. What other ways can we use to coax Tom? I mean, and also as well, this is only, he's saying, what is it, 30% of the time? He says he's done 70% of the cooking. Mm. It's only 30% of the time.
What's going on in the lounge?
That was going to be my question. Can you make the lounge, if you're making the kitchen appealing, can you make the lounge unappealing?
Ooh.
Put on that podcast, I don't know. Smash the TV up.
Is there anything in like an escape room style setup? Where, now that might sound dangerously close to locking her in the kitchen, actually. But maybe if you, escape room got an extremely positive reaction from Amy, so actually I think I found a way to put a positive spin on it.
Escape room.
There you go. We're in business.
During lockdown, I turned our flat into an escape room. Obviously, in many ways, they were
so did the government. Yeah.
I turned our flat into an escape room, and it was great.
Oh, that's good. That's a really good idea.
Yes, please talk us through this.
So I made it a three-room escape room. It ended escape up being, rooms. I think if I remember rightly, lounge, hallway, bathroom. And great it tile. Was a 50-minute affair. They had 50 minutes to solve all my puzzles and get out. it was a non-linear setup. So they could go in and out of all the different rooms. It was so fun, if I do say so myself. It was great.
And then so right at the very end, what was the end? Did they have to provide a password,
They had to unlock a password. And then if they had the password, they could leave and there was a little prize in the doorway.
This is amazing. Housemating.
We had a lot of time on our hands, didn't we?
Yeah, big time. But that's, that's...
Thanks to bloody Keir Starmer and his draconian fucking rules.
Absolutely. But a lot of people just use it to watch like Tiger King and The Last Dance and stuff. But you actually, there's just no off on the creative switch for you. Just it's good. I really like that.
It's more to do with not being alone with our own thoughts, I think. But yes, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what are we suggesting? How does the escape room work in the kitchen? You say until you've produced a serviceable meal, you can't come out.
The optics aren't great. Like, the optics aren't great.
Put a hatch in so she can just pass the meal out through. Yeah.
I think, why don't we find some kind of middle ground, which is pump in some stirring music. So like, in terms of, you don't have to play John Turode and Judge, but if you're playing some kind of like MasterChef kind of, that kind of music that they do when, to get the juices flowing, quite literally get the juices flowing, then I feel like you could create a much more dynamic space in the kitchen for her. You could be an enthusiastic sous chef. I think that taps into keeping her company. You can kind of really kind of enhance the cooking experience so it becomes far more entertaining than anything that's going on in the lounge.
A culinary bez. Just there for giving vibes.
It's not maracas. It's little sort of jars egg of spice.
It's
what you want. A little salt shaker, a little bit of a paprika, whatever.
If you've got jars of spice, you literally are best. But yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I mean spices. As a, we're talking your turmerics, your cumins, rather than. I wasn't using street lingo there.
Do you remember Salt and Shake Crisps?
I loved Salt and Shake Crisps.
Do you remember them?
Yeah.
King of the playground, anyone who turned up with a salt and shake.
I ate salt and shake crisps. This is how I ate them, is I would eat them as two separate meals.
No.
I would eat a bag of the plainest, least tasting crisps that you've ever eaten in your entire life.
A salt chaser.
And then I'd chew.
Chop out the salt.
I just put the whole, no, the paper's going in as well. Chew the whole thing. Just chew a big load of salty paper. And then years later, I saw one of the adverts and realised, oh, that's not how you're supposed to do it. Yeah.
So you were sucking on a blue packet?
Sucking on a blue packet, yeah. Come back with a blue gob. Like I was one of the groupies for the Blue Man Group.
They were dangerously close to those little silicon packets. You know, like
the little silica gel. Yeah. But that have got big letters, big caps, you know, capital letters saying, do not eat.
Yeah.
Nothing more appealing.
Come on, we all want to eat some silica gel, don't we? Yeah. We want to know what it is.
I would fucking kill to try some silica gel.
What's this tasty treat they've dropped into my trainers?
I think if I were to get a, because do they still make them salt and shake crisps? Are they still out and about?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I put the little salt packet in like a snuzz.
Nice.
Just up under the lip.
Could you do that with silica gel? Because you're not eating it, you're just imbibing it.
Yeah.
Do not eat, do imbibe.
Dangerously close to the, I had a puff on it, but I did not inhale, doesn't it? Feels like you're sort of going, well, I'm not technically eating it. No, I'm just rubbing it into my gums. I think any kind of ingestion of silica gel is probably quite bad for you.
The old Clinton defence.
The Clinton defence, exactly, yeah. Yeah, some of my references are from 1991, and I'm fine with that.
Some of them.
Okay, I think we're close here. Enhancing the kitchen experience, you know, making it more entertaining. I mean, the other thing, crucially, is you're clearly two different personalities when it comes to your approach in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And at some point, you're just going to have to accept that.
Yes.
Because that's the tricky bit. And I know that feeling very well. And, you know, in fact, very regularly we have conversations with other couples where it's like, someone was saying to the other day, he doesn't tidy at any point until after we've eaten our food. And he was like, that's normal. She's mad. She tidies as she goes. And they really couldn't square that circle. And it is like, oh, you're just two personalities in the kitchen. There are those people. And you just got to accept that style, and that's hard.
Could we pitch a redistribution of their jobs? So, like, maybe for a trial run, she does 30, he does 70, and she takes on some of whatever he's doing.
Wait, he's already doing 70% of the cooking anyway. So you're saying
he's doing 70%.
Yeah. So I think yeah.
Okay.
You get the sense he wants to be doing more than 70% of the cooking.
Is there any chance we could have that slightly without the yawn, Tom? It's a lovely reading, love what you did with it. But sorry, if there's any chance you could not be doing a full body stretch while you...
Same delivery, but without the yawn. Could be doing...
No, I think there's still quite a lot of yawn in there, I'm afraid. I'm so sorry.
You do get the sense he would feel more comfortable if the figure was more near the 90%.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you know what? 100%.
90%.
Yeah. But I think as well, that's that sentence he says where he says, like, we generally split household chores and I do probably 60-70% of the cooking. He's put that as one sentence. Those are two separate things. I think they're two separate things. Cooking is not a household chore. I believe this because no one's getting a hoovering course for their birthday, right? You know? I don't think there's anybody who's going, oh, you know, now I've got to cook, you know, right?
No, hang on. You have to cook. You don't have to hoover.
You do have to hoover as well.
It's actually more of a chore. No one's like, if you don't hoover in 4 days, you'll die. Like, obviously, if you don't hoover in 4 days, it's not going to be great, but it's actually more of a chore.
You're confusing cooking with eating, Tom. You have to eat. You don't have to cook.
Yes, but in order to eat, you have to cook.
No, that's not true.
When it's chicken.
Yeah, okay, you can't eat raw food.
I found that out the hard way. Yeah, thank you, finally. For years you've known this and not told me.
You really had to hoover after that, Tom.
You had to sell the house. But I think to say to say that cooking is part of the general household chores, a lot of people cook for pleasure. And I think in this case, Tom cooks for pleasure, and he's gaming the system here. He's sort of going, well, I do 70% of the cooking, so therefore I'll do a little bit less of the cleaning of the toilet.
I feel like we need to move on, but I vehemently disagree with this.
But also, do you think part of the pleasure is the sense of superiority he feels over the fact that he's got it nailed down more than his partner?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. If somebody thinks they can do something well, and watching somebody else do it badly is frustrating, but unfortunately, this is relationships, isn't it?
I thought you were about to say, unfortunately, this is the Puppies Podcast. This is our podcast,
yeah. Stop slagging off the podcast, Ben. It's a good show.
It's a good show.
Hey. It's your fourth time. Do we consider it beef solved? Are we happy with that?
I think we've given lots of good advice there.
Yeah.
In amongst.
Keep her in the kitchen, smoke her out of the lounge. Yeah.
Beef solved.
Beef solved. Beef from the sorting out your beef. Beef solved.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Dear Pappies and guests, my PT keeps trying to get me to sleep with him. I'm single, but he's married with two kids.
What?
I get cheap gym entry as the gym belongs to my neighbour. I don't want to leave and have to pay full price elsewhere. The issue, however, is that I now know that my neighbour is also cheating on his wife. I'm good friends with her. I feel really uncomfortable when we are together, so try to avoid her. What should I do?
Hang on. I'm confused now. There's a lot going on in this message.
There is a lot going on. I think this the way this has been phrased requires us to take a leap that the personal trainer is also the gym owner cheating on his and the neighbour.
Can we have it again, please? Let's unpick this as we go.
Let's try and drill down into this.
At a time. Okay. So my PT keeps trying to get me to sleep with him.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah, classic. I'm single, but he's married with two kids. Again, it's a classic. I get cheap gym entry as the gym belongs to my neighbour. Okay, so this person, it's a neighbour's gym.
That is a different person to the PT.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to leave and have to pay full price elsewhere. Yeah, of course.
Fair play.
You take a little side order of harassment for that, wouldn't you? The issue, however...
You must.
is that I now know that my neighbour is also cheating on his wife.
Right.
I'm good friends with her. So the neighbour who owns the gym...
Yeah.
Is cheating on his wife.
Yeah. So basically, this gym is a hotbed of legends, is what we're getting to. Absolute wall to wall fucking players.
I feel really uncomfortable when we're together, so I try to avoid her. Yeah. I mean, Sam knows too much. What should I do?
Tough stuff.
Well, there's two. Should we solve them one by one? Because there are two issues. Number one is my PT keeps trying to get me to sleep with him. I'm single and he's married with two kids. Right.
It's classic Strictly territory, isn't it? It's the Strictly curse all over again.
But it sounds like Sam here is in no way cursed. It sounds like she's managed it. It sounds like she's managed to quite. I think the strictly curse only works if it's both of you getting cursed at the same time.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just a horny dancer. Right? One of my favourite Elton John songs, of course, but that's neither here nor there. But I think if your BT is just macking on you, unfortunately, you either have to report him to the gym that he works to,
You've got bargaining chips as well. This turns into a fucking Coen Brothers film at this point.
Okay.
You go to the gym owner and you say, sack that PT and get in a better one who isn't going to mack on me, else I'm going to go and have a lovely cup of tea with your lovely wife and tell her all about what Jimmy Jim Pants has been up to.
Yes.
Oh my God, you know what?
Someone's holding all the chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, Sam is holding all the chips. You're absolutely right.
And not eating them because, as we know, Sam's getting trim. So what do you say? And you go, look, the PT can never know that this came from me.
Mm.
You've got to fire that PT. They're not professional. Get rid. Find a reason. I'm sure you can. You're obviously good at lying. And if he says no, then, okay, organise a little coffee morning with the wife and just be like, oh, we're just chatting as pals. Before you know it, the PT's out the door. You're co-owner of the gym. Fucking who you like. You're the PT now.
Game of Thrones your way to.
Yeah. But the throne's like one of those chairs that you can also kind of.
All the swords are just.
Just like cross training swords.
we must be close to the idea of themed gyms, right?
Oh.
We're talking about escape rooms, but have we stumbled on another one of our many billion-dollar ideas that we're not going to capitalize
Fucking hell,
on?
Crosby, this is a real one, though.
This is a real one, isn't it?
This is the one, man.
This is the one.
What would the theme be?
Well, I think, you know what? You could go far wrong than a kind of swords and sorcery thing. I think we might run into legal trouble if we called it a Game of Thrones gym. Because we don't have
Gym,
the estate
gym,
of...
Gym of Thrones?
Gym of Thrones. back in the 80s and 90s, a slightly more lawless time when people weren't so sort of litigation happy, you would have called your gym Gym of Thrones and no one would have cared about it.
Yeah.
In the same way, there are still plenty of places called The Codfather, Mario Puzo's never sold.
Jimmy Aters, and it's a Gladiators themed gym.
Ooh. Oh, that's nice.
Game of Thrones.
Right.
There it is.
Right. Amy, let's stop now because we're not going to be able to put this episode out and we are going to have to get to sign an NDA and officially join Pappies. But on the plus side, you'll be buying your own house within 3 years.
You can have a house in London and in Edinburgh.
Yay.
Gym of Tones, everyone.
Gym of Tones.
That would be fun. I think being in a gym would be wonderful. That's a great show.
Yeah, it's you could definitely see it, couldn't you? You've got, like, exactly as you say, you've got to. There's an element of escape room to it as well. I think there'd definitely be, you know, your sparring partner.
Certainly when you're in the same room as that PT. get out of the room.
My friend's gym is in an old chapel.
Ooh.
And they've kept, like, where the organ was and everything. And it's like a beautiful...
It's not the typical music to work out to, is it? normally they pop on Capital Extra, but...
big pipe organ.
Spiritual gains.
I do like the idea, though, of actually... The next time I'm at the gym, so I think it's going to be 2027. The next time I'm at the gym, pop it on Jerusalem. I think you could have a really good workout. There's some pop, big hymns, right? A big hymn workout.
Become a big hymn. That could be the...
Become a big hymn.
Or her.
Well, we've talked about this before, but, you know, my mum was, for a brief period, part of a church-based Keep Fit group.
Incredible.
And they were called Firm Believers.
Oh, that is so good.
So good. Absolutely loved it. Firm Believers.
That's wonderful.
Based out of St. Joseph's Church, yeah. Sam, I think the thing with Sam's beef is, Tom, you just nailed it so easily and so perfectly.
You got to fucking pull all the strings and end up owning that gym, baby.
You've got to realise that in this situation, despite the fact that you're not the one doing all the shagging, you are the main character.
Yeah.
Even though you're the main character where everybody else is having a better time than you.
You're not going to do any shagging, but you are going to fuck over a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then when you do become the gym owner, give us a call and in we'll come and we'll transform
workshops
the gym into...
Workshops and titles.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what we do now.
Love it.
Theme your gym.
Beef solved.
Beef from the sorting, now you're beef.
Beef solved.
This one comes from Sian. And Sian writes, Dear Pappies.
Cyan, as I live and breathe.
Cyan.
Shabowin.
Cyan writes, My boyfriend and flatmate, I'm assuming that's one person, my boyfriend and flatmate refuses to finish a can of beans.
He will only use... okay.
Yeah.
I know this.
Tom looks alive on this one because this is a situation in my house as well. Refuses to open a can of beans. He will only use a quarter of the tin for his dinner and will open a new tin when he next wants to devour beans.
The fridge can be
full of up to three tins at a time, with the oldest going hard and unusable.
Yeah,
this is grim.
We know this.
You don't want a little coaster of beans stuck down the bottom of a tin. You're never going to be able to clean it out properly. The recycling's fucked. You know, you're wasting bins. You're wasting the beans even. You're wasting beans.
Once those beans have gone in the bin, you've got to lose the bin.
You're wasting the bin as well. And I won't abide by any of it. Sian, I'm absolutely 100% on your side because this is a situation that I think we've got going on in our household whereby my wife will very happily open things in the freezer for the kids. We'll probably have maybe two or three bags of Alpha Bites. We'll get them in the big shop.
For the kids.
The kids. Oh, my God. By the way, Alpha Bites, they might be my favourite food. I'd forgotten how good they are.
They're so good.
I don't think I've ever had an Alpha Bite.
Clarky, come round to ours. We'll do Alpha Bites. They're so
nice. Thanks, man. Just bear in mind, I am dyslexic. Could be quite triggering for me.
You'll love it. Maybe if you had more Alpha Bites as a kid.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But we always make way too many so that my wife and I can have a bunch of Alpha Bites. But anyway, listen, we're not on trial as a couple. She's on trial as a person because she'll open a bag. She'll chuck some Alpha Bites in the baking tray. The next day she'll go and open another bag. You go, no, finish off the bags. Then we have a kind of clear idea of exactly what we're dealing with, you know. And she's like, she was saying, well, I can't be expected, you know, when I'm trying to get the kids dinner together, I can't be expected to be like rooting through the freezer, finding out if there is an open bag already. If I see a bag, I open it, I go for it. And again, two very different styles. I get her style. I get my style. I'd prefer if it was my style, but hey, live and let live and talk about it on your podcast. But should we do a Sian situation? Because Parry, you lit up like a Christmas tree when you heard about the beans.
Well, there's several ways to approach this. I've tried to apply in my house. Either A, eat more beans. Just push yourself, mate.
Yeah.
A quarter tin's not enough beans, mate.
Apply yourself. But a quarter tin, that's nothing.
You're not fucking seven.
Ditto Sian. Sian, have three quarters of a tin of beans. I would say three quarters of a tin of beans, not quite enough for me. I would say a tin of beans is how much I want when I eat beans. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there.
A, eat more beans. B, buy smaller tins. They do quarter tins. They do half tins.
They do them in those creepy little yogurt pots now as well, don't they?
I was going to say, where does everyone stand on the creepy little yogurt pots?
Oh, we buy those, even though I know they're made of they're made of that sort of thick white plastic that doesn't really recycle. They're made of but equally, they go in the microwave. It's again, this is the reason why the planet is fucked, is because we can't be willing to make these sacrifices for reasons of convenience. But yeah, it's very easy. When I'm making beans for the kids, it's basically about two portions of beans in one of those little pots for the kids. Right. So I do them. And they take a minute in the microwave.
I'm prepared to buy something that will never biodegrade. It'll be in the world forever. but it's just so damn... It's just what I need. It's so
just
hard.
What I need right now.
Like, we don't need to put the pressure on the consumer here. You're right. They are. Yeah. They're too convenient. The issue is with Big Bean. It's with Big Bean.
Yeah, it's with Big Bean.
We're in the pocket of Big Bean.
Big Bean
needs to come up with a solution.
Exactly. But yeah. Also, is this person putting the rest of the tin in the fridge? Is it in the tin?
I believe so, yeah. Which I think it's making it quite bad, isn't it?
Very bad.
It oxidise and like make you get like metally beans.
Metally beans, exactly right.
So at the very least, you've got to pour all the beans out into another container.
A Tupperware, yeah.
What you need to do... My advice to you, and I've not done this yet, but I've oft thought of it, is you need to get a really kick-ass Tupperware that's the same size as a can of beans, and then you need to disguise it like it's a can of beans, so put the label on it and kind of, like laminate a Tupperware, so that is your, that's your cool, fun beans Tupperware, and then it becomes fun then, and then you open your tin, you use your quarter, you put the rest in the Tupperware, lid on, that's staying fresh as a daisy, it looks good, and it's a lovely bit of fun, and then it's only when your Tupperware beans tub's empty that you go for a new tin. Yeah. And everyone's happy. And you do a little bit of craft and you make this thing, you give it with love, you give it as a present, you go, look, I've got you something, how cool's this?
Perfect.
I think that's definitely the way to go. I wonder if you can buy one.
That was the most liberal use of lovely bit of fun I've ever
Listen, we're men in our 40s with kids. This is our idea of fun now, okay? You have to understand.
The next time I decant anything into a Tupperware, I'm going to... Lovely bit of fun.
Lovely bit of fun, that was.
Lovely bit of fun.
It's the highlight of my day, that was.
They don't do them, so we... Again, themed gyms and baked beans Tupperwares...
$2 billion
ideas. Go on.
I think what is reminding me of, though, is didn't there used to be, I think there were baked bean tins that were like little money boxes? Was that a thing? Do you remember that being a thing? And it was almost like we disguise it like a tin of beans. So when the burglar comes in, they're going to go, well, that's a tin of beans. I'm not nicking that. That's a piggy bank. I'm nicking that. They did it with Coke cans as well. Coke cans with a false bottom could put stuff in that you were like a, it was like a way for teenagers to feel like they had a safe in their room.
They did it with pencil cases as well, for ages. Do you remember that? There was lots of like Walker's Crisps pencil cases.
Yeah.
Weird.
Although I don't know if that was for the same reason. I don't know if that was to say so no nick your pencils.
They put those little bits of salt in there as well.
Little sachet of salt. That was your eraser. Yeah. I think that's good though. The old decoy, not decoy in this case, but like the old Tupperware that's shaped like a tin of beans.
Yeah,
I mean we use it once an episode as a what should I do next? Oh, have you thought about churning a Tupperware to make it look like a tin of beans? Ah, yeah, relationship solved. What's your in your flat? What's your food type situation? Because if you're there, 5 days out of every 6 weeks or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I did a big shop was probably 2016. I haven't done a big shop for years. But I'm in sort of quite a charmed position these days where I literally go, because there's no point in me stockpiling food. I wake up and I go, what do I fancy for dinner? And then I go out and I buy the thing that I fancy for dinner that day. It does involve a lot of mini trips to my local supermarket.
Of course, yeah. What about if it's got like an ingredient that you're like, well, I don't need all of these, but I do need this. Do you then gift it onto your flatmate? Is your flatmate constantly having to eat your sort of...
No, it just means I've got a kind of pantry of odd ingredients that I bought for one recipe. So I've got like... like some mirin rice wine that's been used.
Oh, I think we all do. Yeah, we all do. Yeah.
Yeah, my cupboard looks like, the BFG keeps all of his dreams in a cave.
Yeah.
And they're all in like different
glass jars and stuff. And yeah,
that's what my kitchen looks like.
Five of them are fish sauce.
Dreams and sriracha.
Why am I dreaming about rice wine?
Yeah,
can I have some snoggle beans on toast, please?
lovely bit of snozcumber.
Okay. I feel like we're around in about the right area here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Don't oxidise your beans.
The only thing I was going to suggest is maybe a... in case he's forgetting that they're in the fridge in the first place, is have something that you, like a fridge magnet you can put on the fridge that indicates that they are in the fridge.
Eat your fucking beans.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Post it, eat your fucking beans.
Well, I think I'd operate a 12-hour cutoff. If it's not been decanted or eaten by the next day, is it?
It's got to be decanted immediately for me. Yeah. Else you're in trubs.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time. So, get yourself a Tupperware, disguise it like a baked bean tin, beef solved.
From the sorting out your beef solved.
Well, Amy, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast. What a joy.
It was all mine. It was so lovely. Thank you so much for having me.
Any time at all. Thanks for coming into our shipping container, of pod. So where can people find you? Are you on tour at the moment? I mean, presumably you are on tour at the moment because you're never home, so you must be doing something.
Where can they find me? Digitally, they can find me at Amy F. Matthews on things. And out in the world, I am, I'll be doing a fringe run if anyone's here. Can come and see me do that, safe in the knowledge that I have decent accommodation.
Because we worry about our performance, you know.
Yeah.
I'll often watch your comic going, this is all well and good, but where are they sleeping tonight?
But where are they sleeping? We're worried about them. So I'm off on tour in autumn, but more details about that can be announced at the end of the month. So if you follow me on socials, all of that will be, you know, out and about. And if you want to watch last year's show, just to test the water, make sure you... You try before you buy. Do so on Next Up, my hours on there.
Lovely.
And apparently on some smart TV, which I only realised yesterday that I didn't know anything about. So apparently if you have an LG smart TV.
I do.
Do you have
an LG smart TV. Yeah.
Apparently my special is premiering on there in 2 days' time. I knew nothing about this.
What? Oh, amazing. So by the time people hear this, and you've got an LG smart TV, and is that show called I Feel Like I'm Made of Spiders?
I Feel Like I'm Made of Spiders.
Oh, a brilliant title. Absolutely brilliant title. Yeah, well, that's fantastic. I'll watch that and enjoy a lovely Tupperware of beans.
Beautiful.
Nice.
We'll have a great day.
See you soon.
Bye.
Thank you, man. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
4-2-0-8-1-2-3-3-2-7-2.
Well, there you go. That was a treat. There's nothing wrong with a bit of that, is there?
There's nothing wrong with a bit of a podcast, is there? Nothing.
It's not harming anyone. It's just a nice little listen. And if you enjoy having a nice little listen to the kind of things that we stick out, then why not hop on board our Patreon and support what we do in a small but essential financial way. And don't worry, we're not just asking for your cash. We give you something in reply to your donation. For about £4 a month, you get an extra podcast every week. Can you believe it?
Beautiful. And it's such a fun one.
Tom, I'm absolutely agog. That was a phenomenal piece of... People listening to this now will think Tom's got a bit of copy in front of him, some script.
I know.
No, yeah. That was off the top of the dome. That was a gorgeous advert just for the Patreon. It was absolutely fantastic. Tom, cap it off now in style by giving everybody the Patreon website address.
The cherry on the cake.
I'll give you a clue. Course. It doesn't start with at.
Of course, it's www.patreon.com. And then Pappies will sort you out the rest. Okay.
I'll do it just so they do have it. It's of course, patreon.com. I don't think you need to worry about the www. If you want to put it in, feel free. But it's Patreon.
It won't harm.
Patreon.com/PappiesFlatshare.
Beautiful, rolls off the tongue and sticks in the mind. Okay, follow Amy, she's terrific. And in fact, she's also playing the Exeter Comedy Festival, the inaugural Exeter Comedy Festival, which is the second weekend of June, organised by my good friend Will Adamsdale. So if you're in the Southwest, there's a lovely lineup of people. Josie Long's going to be there, Gavin Osborne, Amy's going to be there, Will himself, Ed Gorhan, lots of lovely people. So if you are in and around the Southwest, then check that out online somewhere.
Are you going to be doing anything, Tom? Are you treading the boards there?
No.
You're not? That feels like a missed opportunity. You're good, man.
Whenever I'm not treading the boards, it is a missed opportunity.
It truly is. Yeah, it truly is. You're saying
you could just do that ad read, to be honest. It was so perfect.
Really good. It was really good. There's no denying it.
I came to a crossroads near the stage and trod the boards less trod.
Straight into the audience.
So, that's my current. When people ask me my gigging at the moment, that's my reply. And then they don't ask again.
That's the end of the, it's a great conversation ender for any question I say, really.
And it's a great way to end this pod. So we'll see you soon.
The podless pod as well, yeah.
the podless podded. Yeah, so today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.